Last year, Ketchikan's Borough Assembly approved a 2-year grant to Oceans Alaska, totaling $338,000. That's $144,000 per year that was to be used for operational expenses. In addition, the Assembly approved a $50,000 grant to be used specifically for a business plan and a schematic design for the facility's future operations. How that money actually was spent remains in question, at least partly. Here's Oceans Alaska's new facility manager, Stephen LaCrosse, explaining that only $6,000 of that $50,000 grant was spent on its stated purpose.
And as near as we can determine, and we're fairly confident of it, and we have the bookkeeper here to verify it if you need any supporting information, that it was spent on operational costs instead of on what it was designed to be spent on.
Local bookkeeper MJ Cadle was brought in recently by Oceans Alaska to figure out how much was spent on what and when. She's gone through a lot so far, but she says the filing system was inadequate and it's been challenging to find all the receipts to show where the money went.
Every day I come upon new receipts. Where I don't have receipts, I have vendor names and I will be contacting vendors if that's the shortest way to get to those receipts. What I am attempting to do is to make sure that the receipts that were given were correct. There, to be quite honest with you, checks were written and appear to not have been sent, though I can't find those checks. Not huge checks, but checks were written to pay bills, which made them then reimbursable. But the checks were not mailed.
So Cadle says it's going to take a little time. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson asked whether Cadle has seen evidence of malfeasance. She says it does not look that way to her.
My initial review is that somebody was operating way above their skill level.
Okay, thank you.
And stuff happens.
Cadle added her opinion that the new board and staff at Oceans Alaska want to move forward with the mission, which is to enhance and improve the shellfish industry in Alaska. One of those new board members is Eric Reamer, a commercial diver who also works with the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association. He says that shellfish farming is important to the future of the shellfish industry, and a source of shellfish seed is a key part of the process.
I mean, you look at the salmon industry here in Southeast. I mean, the only reason we have a sustainable salmon industry, a fishery for all kinds of salmon, is because of the hatcheries that we have running here. And as far as shellfish goes, there's farms out there right now. There's oyster farms, there's geoduck farms, and there's going to be a lot more of them coming online as the years go by, especially after Oceans Alaska gets up and running.
Assemblymember Mike Painter noted that the state's salmon hatcheries are paid for at least in part by a tax that commercial fishermen imposed on themselves. He says shellfish farmers and divers should contribute to Oceans Alaska in a similar way. Reamer agreed, adding that some kind of industry funding is likely in the future. Following the presentation by Oceans Alaska, Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst asked whether the Assembly wanted him to approve invoices from Oceans Alaska for the $20,000 left in this year's grant. Assembly members were concerned about providing more money to a potentially failing enterprise, but they also worried about not giving the organization the chance it needs to succeed. Here's Assemblymember Bill Rotecki, who has been a supporter of Oceans Alaska.
You can imagine I have a lot of egg on my face, and maybe you don't, but you know, I have been trying to push this, and the discovery of mismanaged funds and all this is not very easy for me to accept, but reality is reality.
Rotecki added that he wants to continue funding for this year in hopes of seeing a good plan that would justify future support of the hatchery. Assemblymember Alan Bailey then asked Cadle whether the doors would close if the $20,000 were not appropriated.
At this point, I'm still operating with somewhat incomplete information, but basically, yes.
With Bailey, Rotecki, Phillips, and Jim Van Horn raising their hands, the Assembly agreed to continue this year's grant funding. But each member warned they would want answers, a good plan for the future, and a lot of checks and balances installed before they would consider approving funds for next fiscal year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.